Today's podcast is brought to you by my new book, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops. Now in stock. Order now at HowieCarshow.com, click store, and get it delivered in time for Christmas.
I'm going to Florida, where I can have my fun.
Howie Carr, a Boston Herald columnist and radio hitman.
Howie Carr is a columnist for the Boston Herald as well as a radio talk show host who has been a thorn in the side of Whitey Bulger and his gang for 20 years.
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
Nothing gets you going in the morning like a good cup of Joe and a little Howie Carr, right?
Hey, paper boy.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Live from sunny Florida,
Mar-a-Lago,
it's Howie Carr.
So check out the Glow Getters 10-in-1 Mushroom Formula. It's a $34 value. It's a month supply for $17. Can't go wrong with that. And also at HowieCarshow.com, click on store. We got a deal for Black Friday week. No shipping charges, including for my new book, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops. Free shipping this week. We're going head-to-head with Amazon and Prime, which, you know, that's probably why they're probably selling more on Amazon than I've been selling the last few days. But still, I don't care where they sell. But you can get it this week. You can get no shipping charges at HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. Also, for anything else on the website, Rifleman, or You Understand America, another couple of books of mine. No shipping charge for those if you order them. The ReadyWise 84-serving breakfast and entree grab-and-go bucket, the cheap bastard deal from Maria's Restaurante. It's a $40 gift certificate for $20. The America winning T-shirt, everything. Go there now. And again, the cheap bastard deal today, Glow Getters Mushroom Complex for brain function. A month supply for $17. Check it out. Maybe it'll work. It will work. I think. 844-500-4242. Want to play some cuts here this hour? We've got some illegal alien stuff. Some of it's kind of funny. Some of it's pretty gross, actually. But first, I want to play Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary. He's really smart. I think he has a little more business experience too than Janet Yellen, just a little bit. And it almost seems like he likes to go on with Kristen Welker, the DEI host of Meet the Press, because she's so easy for him to handle. And he handled her again yesterday. Cut four.
No. They weren't. So inflation hasn't gone up. And Kristen, the one thing that we're not going to do is do what the Biden administration did and tell the American people they don't know how they feel. They are traumatized, and over the Biden inflation, we have slowed inflation, and we are working very hard to bring it down. Kristen, I can tell you that the Council on Economic Advisors has a study. You know the best way to bring your inflation rate down? Move from a blue state to a red state. Blue state inflation is 0.5% higher, and that is because they don't deregulate. They keep prices up. Energy is higher.
Does that sound familiar? Paging the Commonwealth of Massachusetts specifically for energy prices, right? And I just love the fact that the main gauge of a Thanksgiving meal is from the American Farm Bureau Federation. We told you about it last week. It's down. The average price of a Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people, that's the measure they use, is down 5% from last year. So, but mainstream media is still claiming that the prices are going up. This was on the Connecticut Post. The it's a Hearst rag from Connecticut. Thanksgiving dinner costs in Connecticut keep customers on edge. Well, it's down 5%. What are they on edge about? They thought it was going to be down 10%? What's the problem here? And then the Wall Street Journal. Thanksgiving feast might cost a bit less this year. They won't even give them the credit. They're conceding that the numbers are down, but they might. 844-500-4242. So you thought Eric Swalwell was bad, sleeping with Fang Fang and then accusing Trump of treason, the Fang Fang being the Chinese spy, and passing wind on national TV. It's just so many terrible. He's just a terrible human being and a terrible legislator. And I'm sure when he was in the prosecutor's office, he was probably a terrible lawyer too. But now he's got an even dumber idea now that he's running for governor of California. Listen to this. Eric Swalwell, Fang Fang's better half. Cut five.
I want us to be able to vote by phone. I think every Californian.
Vote by phone.
Vote by phone. Yeah. If we can do our taxes, do our, you know, our, make our health care appointments, do your banking online, you should be able to vote by phone. Make it safe, make it secure, but it's actually already happening all over the United States. I want us to be a blue state that doesn't do just a little bit better than like Georgia or Alabama when it comes to like voting access. I want us to max out democracy.
I want us to max out voter fraud. I fixed it. But what does he mean they're already doing that? Where are they voting? Are they voting by phone even in like Wayne County, Michigan? I don't think so. Good Lord. Then you have this woman, this guy Green. He was the congressman from Nashville, Tennessee. It's a very red district. And he quit. I don't know why he quit. I think he had a business opportunity. So they're having a special election in a couple of weeks, right after Thanksgiving. And they've got this radical Democrat, another crazy, deranged female Democrat. And she's talked about in the past how much she hates Nashville, which is kind of interesting because she represents a large part of Nashville in the legislature. And now she wants to be the congresswoman from Nashville. So she's trying to walk back about what she said. Cut six.
Republicans decided that they're going to start this narrative that me, the state representative who represents downtown Nashville, doesn't like the city.
Because I hate the city, I hate the bachelorettes, I hate the pedal taverns, I hate country music, I hate all of the things that make Nashville, apparently.
You know, I understand what you said. She's saying it's become a honky-tonk. I mean, people that live in Salem, Massachusetts feel the same way, some of them, about, you know, all the trappings of being a tourist trap. But, you know, you can't be running for Congress and you can't be saying things like that if you want to get elected. And I think when she was talking about how much she hated it, that she was telling the truth. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. So how, you know, they keep talking about affordability. I mean, again, I think Besant is right that people were traumatized by how bad Biden was. And, you know, inflation when Trump left office was 1.8%. Biden got it up with his insanity and importing all these illegal alien criminals from the third world. He got it up to 9.1%. And it takes a long time. It takes a long time to wring inflation out of the economy. If you remember the 80s, it took Ronald Reagan like 2.5 years. He had a bad election in 1982, midterms, because he hadn't finished wringing it out of the economy with the Jimmy Carter did. And Jimmy Carter was a was Abraham Lincoln compared to Joe Biden. Marcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Marcia.
Howie, this is Marcia. I'm a longtime listener. Love your show.
Thank you.
Number one. And number two, I just want to let you know that you are correct. Scott Bessent is a very bright man, and he knows economics, which the liberals ought to take economics 101 because they don't, okay? And they have no idea that at the bottom of all of this is the cost of oil and gas because it's delivering all the products across the country. And once we get that down, inflation will go down and costs will go down dramatically, and they'll actually see that in their own pocketbooks. But until they do, they just don't understand. I think that ought to be required. Liberals ought to be required to have economics 101 so they can understand just the basics. They don't
Marcia, they've ruined the universities. I mean, even Harvard, you know, like, what is it, 60, 70, 80% of the grades are all A's. So they would just give each other, the professors would just give everybody A's. I mean, you know, they always said, Janet Yellen, look at her background in academics. She went to Yale. She went to Harvard. She went to Berkeley. And I kept thinking to myself, did she ever run like a hot dog stand? You know, has she ever had any real experience? And you're right, Marcia. She had no experience. None of these people on the Democrat side have had any experience that are involved in this.
Understand, you know? Economics 101. And, you know, I think once the oil and gas prices are down low enough that they can really affect inflation and you know, so that it'll affect their pocketbooks. And actually, you're right. All those prices are down. I saw them all. The prices of all kinds of things are down dramatically, but the liberal media doesn't even, the legacy media doesn't show it. So of
right.
course, these people, that's the only thing they watch, they don't know.
These are the same people who were telling us when the inflation was 9% under Biden, which you got in a year. It took them a year to go from 1.8% to 9%. That's insane. And they kept telling us it's transitory. Remember that? It's transitory. Now the price, like the price of gasoline is down everywhere. You can see it with your own eyes. And they're telling us, oh no, it's affordability is still an issue. Affordability, and they keep saying, well, you know, the price of the price of a Thanksgiving meal is up 25% over the last 5 years. Yeah, and 21% of the increase was under Joe Biden. Thanks for the call, Marcia. When Mary said, let it be done to me according to your word, that's from Luke in the New Testament, she embraced God's plan, even with uncertainty, risk, and sacrifice. Her yes brought Jesus, the Savior and source of life, into the world. Today, countless mothers face that same moment of decision when they see their baby on ultrasound. They are scared. They are unsure. Their moment to say yes could pass, but you can make a difference right now. Because of the generosity of listeners like you, Preborn Networks could provide immediate support, maternity clothes, diapers, counseling, and so much more, helping thousands of mothers embrace life. More than 380,000 babies have been rescued through Preborn, yet thousands more are denied the chance to live each day. There are babies in their mothers' wombs right now who need our help. As the year comes to a close, your tax-deductible donation can be the difference between life and death. Would you consider a leadership gift to save babies in a big way? Your gift of $5, $10, or $15,000 will be used to save countless babies for years to come. But whatever you can afford, whatever you can give, will help save babies' lives. $28 for one ultrasound. That's all it costs. Whatever you can provide. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or donate securely at preborn.com/Howie. That's preborn.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn Black Friday Cyber Monday special. Go to NausetBeachInn.com and get a $200 or a $400 certificate for yourself or a loved one. When you put in code Howie35, you will receive 35% off. With only 13 rooms, reservations fill up quickly, so book early at NossetBeachInn.com, NossetBeachInn.com, code Howie35. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is how did President Trump do with Mamdani at their meeting Friday? Too easy on him? Too hard? Handled it perfectly? Or shouldn't have met with him, period?
Handled it perfectly.
59% of the audience now agrees he handled it perfectly. 22% think he was too easy on him. 18% say shouldn't have met with him, period. And 1% think he was too hard.
All right. 844-500-4242. So I think most of us are feeling pretty thankful this Thanksgiving, you know, this week. I mean, we have a lot to be thankful for, mainly that Kamala Harris is not president. And you know all that would entail. But just to go a little further back, I want to remind you of what Thanksgiving was like when they were perpetrating the COVID hoax on all of us. This will bring back some bad memories, but it'll make you feel a little better about where we're at right now. This is Fauci back in, I don't know if this is 2020 or 2020. I think it's 2020, but it could be 2021 because it was the same BS, basically. Cut 7.
If someone in your family isn't vaccinated, should you ask them not to show up?
Yes, I would do that. I mean, I think we're dealing with a serious enough situation right now that if there's an unvaccinated person, I would say, I'm very sorry, but not this time, maybe another time when this is all over.
Would have been nice to see him take him out of church in D.C. on Thursday in handcuffs. Just have him go. You're under arrest for just being a bodily orifice. You have the right to remain silent, but you're obviously constitutionally incapable of remaining silent. You're such a pluperfect ass, Dr. Fauci. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Howie, you know, when it comes to inflation, the one thing that conservatives are making a mistake on is obviously it's the fuel prices for delivery. The other part of the equation is the theft that went on because of these woke prosecutors not prosecuting people. And I don't know. You know, this situation with Marjorie Taylor Greene, I liked her, but she really showed her true colors by retiring and not finishing out her sentence.
I guess she thought it was a sentence. That's the problem, Tom, you know?
No, but the point is, there's such a slim margin between Republicans and Democrats.
Right.
If she really was dedicated to common men like me, and I feel like I'm one of those forgotten Americans, I'm a heterosexual, blue-collar male, which... people in Cambridge, Massachusetts despise people like me. I hunt, right. I drink beer. I was a blue collar guy, didn't go to college. And I can remember being looked down by these a-holes going back in my 20s. And I went I used to hang around college kids, and I don't have a Boston accent. I don't talk like I'm from Charlestown, that I like to go out and drink beers and beat the crap out of people, you know? But like I say, when they would find out, well, you're an electrician. Oh, that's interesting. And I'm not claiming victimhood, but there was just this condescension among these people, especially white, northeastern, liberal, college-educated women.
Everybody listening to you knows exactly who you're talking about. We know people like that. Some of us have talked to them today, as a matter of fact. But that's what Trump tapped into. And the thing is, they think they're so much smarter, and they're screwed. They've screwed up everything they've touched. They've destroyed everything. They've destroyed New England. They've destroyed all these nice colleges. They've destroyed so much of the manufacturing base of the United States of America. They've destroyed society with their unlimited immigration. And we all know it. I'm Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242 at 520. We'll be joined by Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care if you want to start thinking about it. If you got any questions for him about the your automobile, your vehicle, your motor vehicle, 844-500-4242. Driver arrested for DWI after pursuit on I-95. This is from the New Hampshire State Police. The guy was thought he was doing like 130 miles an hour. I'm just seeing if I saw that. They despite driving over tire deflation devices, the driver sped up and continued to flee. Good Lord. His name, the driver was identified as Rayshawn, that's one word, R-A-Y-S-H-A-W-N-T, Patton hyphen Brisbane.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Of Danvers. He showed signs of impairment. Oh no. 844, he was running from the state police and then the Massachusetts state police. And then he went into New Hampshire. All right. I want to play, before you go back to the phone lines, I want to play, this is a funny bit of social media. This is an Asian nail salon owner, and he's dealing with this woman. And he's yelling at her, and she tells him to go back to his own country. And hilarity really begins and ensues when he's told to go back to his own country. A lot of beeps in here because he's very assimilated in terms of his use of the F-bomb. Cut 10.
And come in here and pay me, and then you can talk to us all kind of way you want to, bro.
The f- talk to you how the hell?
No, you cannot.
Damn country, if you
want to
act like that.
Back to the. You just told me to go back to my country?
Yes, I did say that.
I saw your fucking EBT card in there. Guess who?
So what?
Guess who paid for that mother?
What?
I did.
Oh, well.
Bitch, you know
bitch. How do you want me to feed my kids? I'm fat.
Oh, my fucking God, bro. You got me fucked up, bro.
Yeah, you got me.
Pay
bitch
taxes
like
for your fucking food.
Yeah, bitches like to eat and my kids like
to eat. I pay taxes for your fucking food, and you
good.
Told me to go back to my country?
Good.
You lazy big ass bitch. The f- look like f- upside down bowling pin looking ass.
That's because I like to.
You look
you.
Like my f- suburban, okay? F- potato bill looking ass. Hey, get the f- out of here.
An upside down bowling pin, and not a candle pin either. A 10 pin. Ah. 844-500-40. I got to play one more too. This is a New York woman. She's run into some illegal aliens, and she's just about had enough. Cut 11.
I'm done. I'm over it. I'm not going to no more pantries. I'm done. Because a certain group of people be really, really, and I'll, God forgive me because I'm not a racist person. I'm not. I swear on everything I live for to this day. I'm not. But the way people be beasting, like, it's like we all on the same line for the same thing. We all a little f***ed up. Why you feel like you more important than anybody else on that line? I almost slapped the out of a lady today because she kept trying to jump in line. I kept telling her not to. So at a point, she was talking to me in her language, and then she like to hit my, she hit my arm, like she slapped my arm.
Why did she think she had a right to cut in the line? Because she cut in the line to come into the country. Why would she hesitate at a food pantry to cut in line on Americans or people who were here legally? 844-500-4242. Charlie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good.
They said that guy running from the state police to 130 must have just read your latest book.
Rayshawn T. Patton Brisbane, 40 years old. They've got a nice picture of him too. Jared, maybe we should tweet that out. We've got the whole thing. I'll send it to you, okay? So you can tweet it out. He's wearing a T-shirt that says Dream Maker. He almost was somebody's nightmare, Charlie, if it had hit him.
Yeah, absolutely. So on prices, I follow prices, especially things you regularly buy, fairly close. And, I'd have to say that the majority of grocery prices have come down since January, varying amounts. Even the grocery stores themselves will advertise, for something, new lower price on.
Right, like Stop and Shop. Yeah, Stop and Shop, 10% off. I noticed that. I'm not a big Stop and Shop fan, but I noticed that when I was up there in the summer. I mean, I think that, they haven't come down, but they haven't been skyrocketing like they were under Biden.
Yeah, it's not, not everything, every item, but a fair amount of them. And some make notice, like eggs went down because they had spiked so high, but beef is still a problem. But they were just saying Walmart, I think, have some kind of like a prepackaged Thanksgiving meal, and
right,
it's down from last year 20
right,
something percent.
Yeah, well, the thing what Walmart did, I've got the story in front of me. The Walmart basket is down 25%, but it has fewer items. Gone are the sweet potatoes. I'm not going to miss them. Pecan pie, I'm not a big pecan pie fan, and corn muffins, which, so they got rid of some stuff to get the prices down. But, I don't think most people are going to miss the sweet potatoes. And pecan pie is a southern delicacy, but I don't think it's most people's go-to pie. I mean, most people would rather have apple or pumpkin pie, I think. Thanks for the call, Charlie. 844-500-4242. Michael, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Howie. I just heard you talking about the lamestream media talking about how prices are up and everything. So I'm watching my local ABC here in New Hampshire, waiting for the weather, and they say turkey prices are up 40%. The Chiron says it, and they interview a turkey farmer who literally said, it costs a little more for the chicks, but I'm not raising my prices this year. Meanwhile, the Chiron says turkey prices are up 40%.
It's today's lesson for you, Michael, and a lesson for everybody. And they lie.
Oh, yeah. And, oh, by the way, I went to Shaw's.
Yeah.
Got me a turkey, 19-pounder, 41 cents a pound. It cost me $8.90.
Yeah, and if they're hard to get, it's because of the avian flu or something like that. I mean, that's what's constricted supplies and raised the prices in some areas. And you're right. I mean, beef is there's the beef supply, the herd, the national herd is like the lowest it's been in 75 years for reasons I don't understand. But I think they're going to work it out. I mean, it's not like when Biden was here and it was 9%, and their only solution was to just keep printing money and open the borders and just keep bringing in more millions of people, putting them on welfare, putting them on free medical care, putting their kids their delinquent kids in schools to cause trouble. I mean, they're just trying to keep they're trying to do the best they can. Thanks for the call, Michael. 844-500-4242-339. We always have Table Talk pies. I used to love Table Talk pies when I was at Deerfield. I used to we had them in the school store that my father ran. They were great. Now my stomach has changed a little bit. I'm not even sure they're made. I don't think they're made by the same people. But the little guys, I bought them a few times at Market Basket just to, for nostalgia's sake. They're still, they're still good and greasy and you know, buttery. But I just, I don't know. I don't like them as much as I used to. 844-500-4242. JD says he loves it. He loved the homemade pecan pies baked by my mother. I was asking a guy at the Breakers today or yesterday about they have the big Thanksgiving meal at the Breakers. I don't go to it. I'm going down to the other part of the island, if you know what I mean.
Mago.
Yes. I'm going to the early seating. But the Breakers, they give away pies when you leave. It's more expensive than Mar-a-Lago, much more expensive actually. And they give you a choice of three pies: apple, pumpkin, or pecan. And you know, again, it's a Southern thing, pecan pie. 844-500-4242. Five dozen eggs at Walmart at $10. Not five dozen eggs. That's I tell you, you know where we've been buying our eggs, and I'm not an egg eater very much, but the mailroom manager's been buying the eggs at Aldi's. She gets them for $4, I think, $4, the organic for $4. We go across the island where we live, next door, Publix, $10. We go up the street to the specialty market, and it's $16. So what? But why would you spend $16 for eggs when you can go across the bridge and get them for $4? You just gotta keep your eyes open. That's all. 844-500-4242. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, how you doing, Harry Carr? Listen, I want to ask you a question. One Mexican guy I spoke to, they told me, oh, my wife coming with my son and two nephews. Why allow more people to come here and the border is closed? He also, Trump promised us he's going to put a beautiful wall. What the hell going on? I never heard about a beautiful wall no more.
Well, I mean, he has shut it down pretty much. Are you saying these Mexicans came in just recently?
No, you coming to the plane because in United States give you a permission to come to nephew, his son, and his wife.
But
I imagine that four people. Yes, he allowed to go illegal having baby as a hopcake. Everywhere I go, Newark, every woman had a baby.
Well, that's because they're trying to stay in the country, Mr. Garcia. You know how that works. It's an anchor baby, right? So then they say, you can't send me home because who's going to take care of my anchor baby? As if you and I aren't taking care of the anchor baby already because she hasn't got any plans to ever work a day in her life, right?
Yeah, and why we control the airport, number one, and the border, number two, why we control both to not to come many, many people? We already packed. We don't have no job. We don't have no factory. When I came in 1986, I go every factory. Oh, man, hey, come here. We hire. Hey, come here. And then we everywhere we had a job. Now we don't have no factory anywhere.
I know. Thank NAFTA. Thank Bill Clinton. Thank Obama. Thank the Bushes too, actually. But you know, we're trying to get something again. They've been wrecking the country for 40, 50 years. It's going to take time, Mr. Garcia. Thanks for the call. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So, when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Use my promo code Howie at TitleLock.com and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That includes 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they will spend up to $1 million to fix it. You don't want this to happen to you. It's one of the worst things that can happen. Years of financial and emotional heartache as you try to fix this thing. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock to protect myself. Protect yourself the way I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Howie. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
(844) 500-4242-774 says Table Talk Junior pies are mostly crust now, not like before when they had a lot of filling inside. As I recall, the old style Table Talk pies, the most of the filling, like if you had a blueberry pie, was mostly corn syrup and a few blueberries. And same thing with the apple pie. It's always very sugary. It's just I don't think my body can handle the the deliciousness, shall we say. I won't be unkind. The deliciousness of Table Talk pies, the way it used to be able to. Same thing with for McDonald's, actually. 844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Howie. Pardon my paranoid pessimism. And that, you know, I saw that thing last week on Channel 9, the interview with the turkey farmer. It's in Hampton, New Hampshire, okay? He's been a turkey farmer forever. And his gist was that he wasn't going to pass on any price increases to his customers, even though some of his prices had gone up. Within just a few days, all of his processing equipment went up in flames. I haven't heard what they found out as the cause or anything yet.
You know,
the guy's been there for 100 years or something.
You know, now that you mention it's Channel 9, I mean, that's Hearst, right? I mean, Hearst is, you know, it used to be a right-wing, a pro-America corporation. Now it's uber left-wing. And, you know, they also own the paper that I was quoting from in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Thanksgiving dinner costs in Connecticut keep customers on edge. David, if the prices are down pretty much across the board, you know, Target's basket feeds four for under $20, you know, and why is Hearst claiming it's up in when everybody else is saying it's down, unless they're trying to help the Democrats and hurt Trump,
or make it cost more by burning up the guy's equipment?
I don't know who burned up the equipment, but I don't think it's a national emergency, you know. Thanks for the call. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike. Quickly, Mike.
Look, Howie, these six Democrats may be in more trouble than they think. They're in violation of the Espionage Act, 18 U.S. Code 2387. Any person who advises, urges, or in any manner. You have to look it up, Howie.
I hope so. They're thinking about court-martialing Senator Kelly. I'm all in favor of it. I'm Howie Carr.